All right. It is a Monday, and we are forced to carry a press conference today. It's 2:35. We throw it out live now to the Madonna press conference, which is actually going on right now. Madonna is not there, though. It's the press conference about the Madonna concert, which was here in DFW last night.
Whoa. Is this thing on? Hello?
Yes, it's on.
Thank you all for coming.
Why am I echoing? I'll talk over here so as not to echo.
Thank you for coming.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is my first Madonna show. I attended because my wife asked me to.
Meow, meow, meow.
And I have to tell you that overall it was a long, long evening, scheduled to start at 8 o'clock, and Madonna did not take the stage until 10:45.
Whoa!
Wow.
Wait, what?
We will open to questions in a moment.
Oh.
Just overall, I would say there's a lot of women in their 40s and 50s wearing low-cut numbers.
Numbers?
And a lot of dudes wearing tank tops. Lots and lots of dudes in tank tops, berets, some scarves.
Skinny jeans.
A boa and a corset.
Mm. Homosexual.
That's right. I saw a guy in a corset. Overall, Madonna, after taking the stage at 10:45, seemed to have lots of energy. As a 54-year-old, she looked no older than 35. She must work out and played for 2 hours of high-energy dance chaos things, sensory overload. And it was a remarkably singular evening that ended almost at 1 a.m.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Did you...
I'm now happy to take your questions.
Over here.
Yes, sir.
Did she sing like a virgin?
She did. A piano version of Like a Virgin.
Piano version?
Yes. Yes. In costume and I believe was actually slinking around the top of a piano in a somewhat suggestive manner.
How much were the tickets?
I went on full scholarship, Dan.
Oh, okay.
I was the guest of a suite holder.
Oh!
Oh, man!
And then felt far less threatened by all the proceedings down on the floor.
Did at any time your wife shed a tear because she was seeing the material girl in person and she loved her music so much?
I don't think she cried. I think she enjoyed herself, and I think overall was just happy to see one of her two dream concerts. Michael Jackson will not be available to make her two for two.
Hologram, Mike.
If Hologram Michael ever shows up, we will go see that.
Did you vogue in the aisle?
I did not. I did not actually vogue in the aisle, but she did do Vogue. And she did a lot of her great songs, did some new ones, got into a little trouble in Denver, Dan.
Who did?
Oh, why would I address Dan at a press conference?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm pretty much the media guy here.
You're the Diane Rehm of this press conference.
She had a song that's largely based on gunplay.
Why are you cheering for yourself? Why was that such a good line?
Because that's for like 2% of the audience.
Really? I was thinking more I was the Perez Hilton.
All right.
Go ahead.
Press conference is over. Let's go back to the radio show.
No. Oh, okay. I like the press conference. Yeah.
Let's just go back to the normal mic.
Champ.
I'm tripping. Hello?
Did she play Ray of Light? And did the ecstasy help the zenith of that song?
Small amounts of Ray of Light. Would have liked more of Ray of Light. That's one of my favorites.
I read a review that was complaining pretty bitterly about all of the new songs that were being performed, and they said that the audience noticeably was you know, we don't give an F.
Yeah, they hijack you sometimes with the
old,
new stuff.
Old let me
tell you, who wrote that review?
Yeah, it was in the Star Telegram.
Whoever wrote that review was at a different show, okay? Because I'm not here to defend Madonna.
Ooh.
But that audience that was there were eating out of her hands. They were not disinterested in anything she did. Now, I was at times, and there were great moments to head to the bathroom, but the crowd that was there, which, by the way, again, was noticeably different than a Stars or Mavericks crowd. Noticeably different.
Homosexuals.
Norm, I don't know if we could totally.
You said the gay was a big player, but what else? Yeah. Like the... Oh, in the meeting, didn't you say the cougar and the gay?
Yes. Those were far and away the two most represented demographics.
And did you... That doubles your chances to score.
Yes, it does.
Was the arena split down the middle like they have, like...
Like Texas and OU? No.
All the boas and things on one side?
No, it's interesting because, you know, you go through life and you don't always know what the orientation is of everyone, you know? I worked with you. I didn't know that that was the way you rolled. But... For some reason, at the Madonna concert, there was no question.
You have no questions at all.
There were no inhibitions. They were.
So, did you get there at 8?
They were in full costume.
Did you get there at 8?
No, I got there about 9-ish.
Okay, so you knew she's never going to start at 8 if it says 8 on the ticket.
There's no headliner in the world that starts their concert when the ticket says. So
I would guess, though, you allow
between 60 and 90 minutes usually.
Okay, I was going to say, I would guess you wouldn't have anticipated 10:45.
It was...
And what did they do to entertain you guys?
There was a DJ of great renown in the DJ community, Jake.
Wiz T.
No, it was Benny Benassi or Benassi or he did.
You saw Benny Benassi?
I don't even know how to say his name, but I do have one of his songs in my here. You guys know
one of his songs?
Yeah,
song.
It was a big deal a couple years ago.
Italian DJ.
Yeah, is he? All right. Well, here's.
Hey,
that's right.
Let's see.
Throw your hands in the air.
And then this is him. Till I can get my satisfaction.
Yeah, we all know this.
Push me, and then just hurt me.
Well, that's him. But seeing a DJ
that's
in
an
concert.
Old song, isn't
why
it?
Would you think I would know that?
I've never heard that a day in my life.
You know about DJs.
Yeah, but if it's not in the hip-hop realm, I've never heard that song in my life.
You're like Mr. DJ.
I'm not as cool as you.
Well, what's that from? That's from some movie.
I don't know. It's not horrible. You can totally X to it. But it's weird seeing a DJ live because he just... At least in an arena.
What's he do? Kind of stand there?
Yeah, he's just standing there, and he's looking down at his computer, and he looks up, and he just kind of smiles and bobbing his head a little bit, like Night at the Roxbury or something.
People
and then
tripping
just,
out down in the pit area?
You know,
so
I mean,
starts
it's a DJ.
Starts at 10:45.
Yes, and by
what
then,
time did
by,
it end?
By then, I
and were you there at the end?
By then, I'm so beaten because I was told 10:15. I thought I got this inside information that, no, she'll be on at 10:15. Don't sweat it. She'll be on at 10:15. It's 10:20, 10:25, 10:30, and 10:45, finally it happens. And she goes 2 solid hours, hard charging with her team of dancers.
Are you there the whole time?
Yeah.
You stayed till nearly 1 a.m.?
Yeah. And I was tripping.
Attaboy.
Was there a an encore and stuff?
Yeah, it was kind of a short one, but she ended with, I don't mind saying... My favorite Madonna song, Like a Prayer Live, was pretty awesome with the choir, and it's a great song live, man. I have to admit, I'm not into the scene. Look.
Oh, I'm not into it, but.
No, I mean, come Bob on. Has a tear, he has his lighter out with a tear going
come
down
on.
His face.
Of but course Madonna, I'm not into it, but maybe.
No, Madonna, Madonna's iconic. Seriously? You guys don't have any Madonna songs you like?
When you come on,
I'm not saying we should.
Papa, don't preach.
She did a little bit of that. She did like a montage, but
like I don't think I have any that I would actively put on. Like, oh, I'd like to.
No, but like Madonna and I think Prince is also in this category.
Whoa,
Prince is great. People that since junior high, they're musical geniuses, and you, despite the fact that he's really over the top weird.
Prince,
is Madonna a musical genius?
I would,
or is she a pop?
No,
she's a pop genius.
Pop genius.
She stayed like, relevant for three decades.
Dude,
now.
Seriously.
Prince certainly is a musical genius, but what instrument can Madonna play?
I think just putting
besides
out
the she can straddle a piano.
Besides the skin.
I mean, she starts rolling. She starts rolling through her hits, dude, and it's. I mean, I can appreciate. I would never have gone on my own, and I certainly don't own much of her stuff. I think I might have got the Immaculate Collection in our marriage, which I think came out like in 91, which were all her hits to that point or something. So that's the extent of my Madonna collection that actually is probably my wife's CD. But, you know, it wasn't horrible. It wasn't horrible. I would wish that she would roll on at 9 and be done by 11.
Did she play that song, Music Makes the People?
No, I don't think that one made the cut.
Together. That's the best one, damn it.
I don't think it is.
It is.
I think you're wrong.
Did she have any voice problems? Because she canceled Saturday Night Show.
Yeah, I mean, no, she let the audience do a lot of singing, and they were very happy to do so.
Yeah, I didn't pay my ticket.
It was a really... It was for someone who goes to sporting events at the American Airlines Center, it was a completely different customer.
Was the show good, though? Like, the lights and the everything?
Yeah.
Top-notch?
Yeah, it's over the top. They had, like...
Yeah, did you see all the trucks out there like from the 30, AAC?
It took like 30 semis to get everything in.
And oh, my God.
It was a stage that was pretty ridiculous and really over the top. And, you know, did she sing all her songs or was there lip syncing? That's apparently the Morning News and the Star Telegram are squaring off in that competition.
Oh, if she's doing a lot of dancing, then she's lip syncing some.
Yeah, I don't know how they do that. All I know is this. She's 54.
Which is okay.
And she is running around like a nut for 2 hours. And I don't know how that's possible. And she seriously looks like she's 35. Like, and again, I'm keeping a safe distance. So I don't know what she
looks... Yeah, you're up in the suite.
Yeah.
She's good from far.
Well, they got screens and everything. I mean, she's pretty shredded for a 54-year-old. Like, she appears to work out. So anyway,
and it's not like
it wasn't horrible.
Question. It's not like you didn't know, you know, about Madonna and her political leanings and all that. But were there certain messages she was throwing out that left people in the suite a little uncomfortable?
I think she was pretty clear who she was voting for.
Yeah. Is she in the Romney camp?
No.
Yeah, don't think so.
She's a big Paul Ryan fan.
No, shockingly, no. And I think played to her crowd, although Texas didn't disappoint with some audible boos.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
We've long been supporters of the Mormon here.
No, but I think it's a rather red state.
You haven't convinced me that like I'm upset that I didn't go or anything.
What could I have said that would have convinced you?
I don't know.
Like she gave everyone $1 million each?
Oh.
Or what? What would it have taken to convince you?
Pretty good.
Like, I'm certainly going to have a hard time
staying awake until the end of the football game. Oh, tonight? I think you're only saying you had a good time, like, because you're being nice to your wife.
No. I wouldn't do that, dude.
And the scholarship funder.
And you haven't cashed in the chip yet on these the favors that should come your way.
Dude, there was a lot of eye rolling and a lot of when can we leave before Madonna started. I had plenty of time.
You?
Yeah, I had plenty of time to stand there and people watch and say.
She didn't tell you,
like Luke Skywalker in Return of the Jedi. I shouldn't have come. You know, this is just looking around and.
She didn't give you the warning, like I don't want to hear this all night. You ever do that to your kids? Like, look, I know you don't want to be here, but let's just put on a positive.
If you're going to do something for your wife, for instance, if you're going to say, you know, let me take you to this, then you can't act beaten the whole time. That defeats the purpose.
And you said her two dream concerts are Michael Jackson and Madonna.
Yeah, and I don't know that she's obsessed with either of their music. I think she's obsessed with the idea of seeing them live.
Just saying, to say she went.
Like she
put
is,
it on the list?
She is...
like seeing McCartney or something.
Yes.
Yeah, I've done
like,
that.
Like getting to Fenway or wherever you want to go. My wife is kind of that way.
You know what you did? You like, just bought yourself like two more England trips too, right?
I don't know.
Like, what's she going to say when you say it's time for me to go to England now?
How about that night I took you with free tickets to go see Madonna?
Whose suite was it? Do I know whose suite it was?
It was my...
The Cubes?
My blog employer, Fox.
Oh, wow.
The keepers of Bob's blog.
What other celebrities were in that suite?
It was pretty wide open. No, it was pretty wide open.
It was.
Was Dave Barnett there?
All right, so good times.
Well, congratulations. Nazi.
It wasn't bad. I certainly don't need my concert
like
to start at 11 p.m. on a Sunday night. But
it sounds like you had no fun, actually.
There are just
if I know you, 11 p.m. on a Sunday night is just not
except for the encore, Dan.
There are times where you go someplace and you feel like you're surrounded by P1s. And then there are times
like Louie. When I went to Louie, I felt, you know what?
Yes.
I feel a goodness with all of these people. If they are here,
if my car breaks down,
I just felt like like-minded people were all around me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we've all gathered. Maybe it's only
it's a sense of community in your
maybe
heart.
It's a very small percentage, like you say, of people who really know about Louis and his greatness. But they were all there at the Majestic, and then I felt like finally here's somewhere I belong. Like these people would all get me a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you feel like that when you're walking through the AAC on your way to your car?
No, I didn't.
Or when you're walking out from a Stars game, you're like, these are all people who we mesh in at least this way.
Yeah, the Madonna crowd and the normal Bob goes out to see sports live goateed white guys crowd.
Did you guys go out dancing after?
It's kind of different.
On your way home?
No, I was lucky to get home, man.
What time did you go to sleep?
I don't know. Got home, fell asleep, 1:30.
And do you get up then right at 6 a.m. like usual?
6:30. Got to get the kids up. Got to go.
Play some hoops?
Got to drive the minivan.
Yeah, do you have your weekly 6 a.m. hoop game today, or is that later in the week?
Leave me alone.
We're in a press conference.
Yeah. My life is not
a joke. Turn the microphone back on. We need a press conference.
He's going to turn on the media.
It's all right. Process. A process.
Hello?
All right, it's...
Other questions?
It's 2:52 on the ticket.